The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. I want to give a special welcome to our listeners in Tampa, Florida, on Faith Talk 570 and 910 AM, as I have the privilege of simulcasting Columbus, Ohio, Tampa, Florida, as I sit in for my dear friend Bill Bunkley as he takes a few days off at the end of the year. Well deserved. But then I also have the privilege of welcoming my listeners in Columbus, Ohio, on WRFD AM 880 and 104.5 FM. It's a great privilege to be your host wherever you may be listening. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your day. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. By the way, tomorrow will be the last day of live broadcasting this week. I'll be simulcasting again in Columbus and in Tampa tomorrow. But then Friday, our parent company, Salem Media, gives us all the day off. So I'm not quite sure what you folks will be hearing in Tampa. But here in Columbus, you will be hearing a best of Bob Burney Live program on Friday. So tomorrow will be the last live day of this week. And normally I reserve open phones for Friday, but we'll do it tomorrow. And I can't wait to hear what you folks have to say about 2020. As we bring it to a close. So we'll open the phones wide open tomorrow, and I would just absolutely love to hear from you. Lots and lots of things to discuss this hour. However, hope you'll give me as much time as you possibly can. Gallup just released their most admired poll. They've been doing this for years and years and years, and some might be surprised as to who is the most admired man. Probably few of you will be surprised as to who is the most admired woman. But the get this, the most admired man in America, according to the Gallup poll, Donald Trump. Donald Trump. No, it's true. But he lost the election. At least it looks like it. Yep. And it was kind of sort of close. Here are the results. Number one most admired man in America in 2020, according to the Gallup poll, Donald Trump. Second, Barack Obama. Yeah, Barack Obama. By the way, Donald Trump has been in the top 10 of most admired men 10 times, 10 years. So long before he became president, he was one of the top 10 admired men in America. He's been there 10 times. Number one, most admired man in America this past year. Well, still this year, it's still 2020, by 18%. 18% of the respondents said Donald Trump. Number two, Barack Obama. 15%. Barack Obama was the most admired man for, oh, I just had it. How many years in a row? Let me see here. Trump tied former President Barack Obama for the honor last year, but edged out his predecessor this year. Trump's first place finish ends a 12-year run as most admired man for Barack Obama. Barack Obama was the most admired man in America for 12 straight years. It makes it a little more difficult to make the case that America is inherently and blatantly racist when the most admired man in America 12 years in a row was a black man. Anyway, Donald Trump this year, Barack Obama this year is number two at 15%. And number three, this is what is so bizarre, Joe Biden at 6%. Now think about, okay, we're finishing a weird and wacky year. Now get this, the guy who it looks like, it's not official yet, but the guy who looks like won the presidency and will be the next president of the United States got one-third the number of votes as Donald Trump. Joe Biden got 6%. Donald Trump, 18%. Do you not find that weird, strange, bizarre? Donald Trump, 18%. Joe Biden, 6. It's not even close. Number four in line was Dr. Anthony Fauci. And then probably the person on the list that took the biggest hit of all from the last few years, Pope Francis. He is number five with just 2%. Pope Francis has been way up there for a long time, but because, well, this is my opinion, I don't know, but I'm just assuming, because of the many, many scandals surrounding the Pope. Anyway, he is number five at only 2%. That's the men. Now we come to the women. The most admired woman in America, Michelle Obama, at 10%. Now, again, that's bizarre. Donald Trump brought in 18% of the vote for the most admired man. Michelle Obama brought in 10% for most admired woman. Not quite twice, but almost. Donald Trump got almost twice as many votes as Michelle Obama. Kamala Harris was number two at 6%. Melania Trump was number three at 4%. Oprah Winfrey was number four at 3%. Angela Merkel from Germany, 2%, tied with Hillary Clinton, 2%, tied with Queen Elizabeth II at 2%. By the way, Queen Elizabeth II, she has been in the top 10 of the most admired women in the world 52 times. She's made it to the top 10. 52. Michelle Obama has made it to the top 10 13 times. She has made it to the top 10 more often than her husband, Barack Obama. So, who is the most admired man in America according to the nonpartisan Gallup poll? Donald Trump, by a solid margin, and almost three times the percentage of votes as Joe Biden. It's got to be a lot of analysis possible in that. Joe Biden could be our next president. Again, we're not going to know for sure until a couple weeks. But he is certainly not respected or admired. Somehow that doesn't surprise me at all.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live, and I am going to wade into some dangerous waters, but I feel I must. I have to. I must once again plead with our listeners, please be careful of conspiracies. Please, please be careful that you stick with truth, facts, not rumors, not gossip. Here is something that I say continuously, and I mean it, and I believe it, and I am absolutely convinced it is true. The liberal left does not deal with facts and truth. They deal with emotions, feelings, and hysteria. And they are more than willing to twist the truth, pervert the truth, change the truth. And sometimes the liberal left is willing to outright lie if it promotes their purpose, their ideas, their ideology, and if it helps them either retain power or gain power. That's the liberal left. We who are conservatives, and particularly we who are Christians and followers of Jesus Christ, need to be characterized by truth. Not rumor, not gossip, not innuendo, not questionable websites. We're better than that. We're not like them. At least, I hope not. What brings that up? Here's a story. Headline, Germany alarmed by threat posed by coronavirus deniers. It's a story out of Germany, and evidently there is quite a problem in Germany from some, now this is the news story, is calling them right-wing militants who deny that coronavirus is even real, COVID-19. They believe it doesn't exist, it's all a worldwide conspiracy, blah, 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 blah. And they are willing to use violence if necessary to prove their point. The story chronicles some of these right-wing people throwing Molotov cocktails at research facilities, disease control offices in Berlin and other places around the country because they don't believe that COVID-19 is real. It's a conspiracy. Well, believe it or not, I got an email a couple of days ago from an American chiropractor. Now, I want to say very, very clearly, I am a believer in chiropractic care. I endorse a chiropractic physician in my hometown. He's a dear friend. He has helped me wonderfully. But there are a handful of whack jobs that give many chiropractors a bad name. This guy, in an email, said, it's all a hoax. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It's all one giant hoax. Really? My wife and I have had some very dear friends who have died in the last 3 months from COVID. It's not a hoax. Now, there's been an exaggeration. I think the way that we're handling it at times is counterproductive. I have some statistics comparing what you folks in Florida are doing comparing that with what California is doing and who is coming out the best. Fascinating. Much of the whole COVID-19 thing has been treated irresponsibly, but anyway, but it is real. It's not some hoax. Then we've got the bombing in Nashville. Christmas morning, praise God, no one was killed other than the bomber himself. And now we're finding out today that this guy's girlfriend, the guy that we suspect is the bomber, his girlfriend a year ago called Nashville police and said he's building bombs in an RV out on his property a year ago. And the police went to his house, knocked on the door. He wasn't there. And they said, well, we don't have a search warrant, so we're just going to ignore it. Yeah, that was a year ago. But conspiracy theories are running all over the place. I have an article in my stack here today from a GOP Republican county office right here in the state of Ohio saying the Democrats did it. And they did it to erase evidence of election fraud. And the story says that the Dominion voting machines had an office in the AT&T building there in Nashville. And this bomb was pulled off by the Democrats to destroy evidence. Okay. No truth to that. I've already seen a friend of mine on Facebook say, we have evidence. The RV didn't explode. It was a drone missile. It was like a cruise missile. Really? Folks, please. And then we've got the election. Please, 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 stick with facts, evidence. Be careful who you trust. Now, we simply cannot trust the mainstream media. I think that's a fact. We cannot trust the mainstream media. But sadly, tragically, we can't trust a whole lot of far right, supposedly conservative news sites either that continuously spread things as fact with almost no evidence. Was there widespread fraud in this election? Yes, I believe there was. Was there enough to change the results of the election? I want to see proof. And so far, I haven't seen it. Have I seen proof that there were irregularities and illegalities and fraud? Yes, I really do believe I've seen evidence. Have I seen evidence that voting machines were reprogrammed enough so that the outcome of the election was switched to Joe Biden? No. Oh, I've seen all kinds of accusations, but when I look deeper at the proof and the evidence, folks, listen. Be motivated by a deep search for truth.